It's RHS Chelsea, and I'm standing with Nick from Blackmore and Langdon's. Nick, I'm looking at the most beautiful display of delphiniums in front of me. How many different varieties do your company grow?
We grow around about 60 different varieties at the moment, but we're always breeding and trying to find new ones, so yeah.
The stunning little one here called Blue Tit, the delphinium, it's the most incredible dark blue with sort of black in the middle. Is that a new variety?
It's not. That's a really old variety, actually, but it's still one of our best sellers. It's an absolute beauty.
Oh, it's beautiful. Now, I like to teach people to grow their own flowers. I think it's the most ethical thing to do, not to have them flown in and imported. These delphiniums, do they grow well in our climate here, and will they make a good cut flower?
They love our climate, yeah. I mean, they like the cold winters. They do like sun, which can be a problem in this country, but generally they perform well. If you put them in a nice open south-facing garden, they grow wonderfully, and as cut flower they're great. They last probably about a week, and if you fill the stems with water, that always helps before you drop them into the vase.
What do you mean fill the stems with water? You mean tip them upside down and fill them?
Tip them upside down, fill them up with water, and then pop a bit of cotton wool in the top before you put them into your vase, and that'll help them last a bit longer, yeah.
That's a really good tip. So the other varieties along here, I've just bought the Jill, what's the second name of that one?
Jill Curley.
Can you tell me a little bit about that variety?
Yeah, that's a relatively new one. We've had that in our catalogue for about 5 years. It's a good, strong grower. Has nice thick stems, which helps it in the garden because it stops it from being blown about too much.
And is it quite rare to have a white delphinium? It's really white. Is that rare to find?
Not nowadays. Delphiniums are mainly blue, but over the years they've been bred, and we've bred a lot over the course of sort of 100 years. And we've got everything now from white through to the sort of electric blues. There's pale pinks. There's all sorts of different colours.
Well, absolutely stunning. So so for anyone who wants to grow delphiniums this year for cut flowers, which do you think are the best of what you've got here? What would you put in
the
vase?
Well, we always recommend, if you're growing delphiniums, to grow the Delphinium elatum, because this gives the best results in cut flower. These are all, that is the actual species of them. They are hybrids. They produce the best flowers. I would recommend any of the elatum group are good for cut flowers.
And in terms of growing them, do you grow them from seed or just from cuttings?
You can grow them from seed or cuttings. Seeds won't come true because of obviously the cross-pollination process. To guarantee the colour, we take basal cuttings early spring. Then you can guarantee that they'll be the same as the parent plant.
When you say basal cuttings, is that a little bit like sort of just taking a little bit off the side of the main big plant?
Basically, early spring, as soon as they start to shoot and you see them poking through the soil, you can actually take the new shoots away, so you end up with a, say, 3 or 4 inch shoots, which you can actually root in just wet sand or even water.
And that one will come true to form?
It will come true to form, yes.
And for anybody who wants to buy these off of you from the internet, whereabouts do we go to buy them?
We've got a website, which is blackmoreandlangdon.com, or you can contact us by phone or however you like, really. We're quite easy to contact.
That's brilliant. Well, it's an amazing display, Nick. Absolutely stunning. The colours are amazing. And I wish you the judges are on the way, so I wish you very, very best of luck.
Thanks very much. Thank you.